The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, everybody. Before we get started, we have a brand new merch collection coming out. It just dropped. Go to podcastmerch.com and get yourself one of these new Buy Guys items. We have new hats, hoodies, and t-shirts. And those hats, we got dad hats and snapbacks. You guys are going to love them, and they're only sold on podcastmerch.com. So check it out. Hey, Buy Guys and gals and everything in between. Here at Gas Digital, we want to help you be a little bit better in bed. Which is why I can't wait to tell you about our partnership with Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company, which is fancy talk for here's how you can be a better lay. So how is Promescent going to make you a better lover? A stud? The greatest thing that ever happened to whoever you happen to be sleeping with? Well, Promescent has a patented delay spray that's going to help you last longer in bed. With Promescent, you can last longer, have more fun, and show your partner a hell of a good time. They sent this out over to the studio. I know a number of the gentlemen here have tried it, and I gotta say, big, great reviews, okay? It's very easy to use, and everybody lasts a little bit longer with the person they love. So, go to Promescent.com, because they've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. And if you go on there and use the promo code BI, B-I, you're going to get 15% off. So once more, guys, that's promo code BUY for 15% off at Promescent.com. Let's get into the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own Buy Guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the Buy Guys. Buy Guys. The Buy Guys. The Buy Guys.
With Zach and Ian, it'll get your dick sucks.
Hey everybody, how you doing in the world? It's your old pal Ian. What's up? Bye, boys and girls and trans non-binaries. Actually non-binary, you're searching for a personality, but that's okay, we're all figuring out ourselves today. And this song, hey, is very gay.
But seriously, pick a thing to be. It's weird.
It's kind of weird, you know. It's really just kind of made up because it's only come up in the past couple years and you can't really just change things overnight. And also, if there's a million different genders, then it should be okay with straight men to have sex with other men and not be gay.
I love that we are the conservative voice of gaydom.
Yes, we really are, man. We are. I love how, like,
suck it, Milo.
Yeah, I love how
no,
we're
seriously.
Like, yeah. Please come on the show and suck it. I love how we're like, you know, I think we're down the middle.
Yeah, I love that because we grew up with it and now we're like these fucking crazy kids having it handed to them.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the gay generation before us who were like, they killed us.
Yeah, dude.
They beat us with rocks.
Bro, I got to tell you, I went down to Rehoboth.
We know. Oh, sorry.
Woo! I went down to Rehoboth Beach, Delaware this weekend. And I went down with my gal. It was my first vacation since 2017. It was fucking amazing. I went to Rehoboth Beach every year for a week with my mom's side of the family. And I always wanted to stay at this one place. So I rented it for us. And it was on the same block as Patrician Towers where my family went. We went from Saturday to Tuesday. It was fucking amazing. We had crab. We rode bike. I won our prizes. Beach babes and bikes. It was fucking beautiful, dude. I had like a transformative spiritual experience watching the sunrise by myself on Monday morning. I fucking loved it. But to get back to what we were saying, Rehoboth Beach was one of the first gay beaches in the country, and gay men and women would come from the Northeast, Southeast, fucking Maryland, Georgia, whatever, come up and stay at the beach. Everyone called it Rehomo, because it's Rehoboth, Rehomo.
Now, did your mom's side of the family know that?
Yeah, and they were fucking bigots about it.
Oh, I thought they like took you there and were like, huh?
No. Like legit, my uncle pointed out men kissing, was like, isn't that disgusting?
I have an exact same story.
And I was like, yeah, it's disgusting. What's happening to my body? You know?
Sorry, I have to lay face down in the sand now.
Oh, dude. It was, I mean, like, it was wild to see, because I had those feelings and I felt so much shame for it. And then to see it actually happen and go, could I do this? But then to have the reinforcement of like, that's bad. Look at those fags, from like my aunt and uncle, was like, oh, what?
And really, could anything look more fun than being gay on a beach?
Oh, dude, they were so hot. They were so hot. They had like weenie benders. And I remember I would go for like walks with my like cousin, and I'd always be like, you guys want to go down to the further to the beach, further towards like the really gay section? Like, no, it's gay. And I was like, well, it could be fun. And you know, so I was like, weird. It's funny, man, my mom and like grandfather that raised me weren't like that at all, but my aunt and uncle and like their kids and everything were like super fucking homophobic, and that really like whatever. Anyway, it was really cool to see all, it's like a town of old gays.
Yes. Okay.
And there's none of these fucking Twinkie circuit party, fucking loud caddy gays. It's old gay men.
We've been through it.
Yes.
We served our time.
Yes. And dude, they're like, yeah, our friends died. I've been living with AIDS since 89. Shut the fuck up. And they all have these nice little beach houses, and they're walking around in their little, like, you know, matching. It's so funny to see old gay men just dress alike, you know? And it was really touching. Maybe I put some of my own, like, whatever on it, but we saw these two gay guys. They had these anchor tattoos on their calves. And I was like, man, that's fucking beautiful. I bet they couldn't get married and be who they were, so they got matching tattoos as opposed to like a ring or whatever. I was like, that's
or they just like to dress like sailors and fuck.
Yeah, or they met in the military secretly fucked. We're like, this is hot, you know. But me and my gal were like seeing it, and we're like, this is beautiful, man.
Yeah,
this
they used to
like
do poppers and fucked it in the Navy.
Yeah, it'd just be a great tattoo.
And
now they just retired. But it's, and then we saw like an old group of gay men, and I was like, they're probably gonna go home and like tear each other up. She's like, you think? I was like, I've seen some videos of like old bears.
Oh, dude,
in like just pig boys being fucking piggies.
What was the website with the three old men?
Oh, Lemon Party.
Lemon Party.
Yes.
The best part of Lemon Party is that one of them has on a watch.
Really?
I don't know why that's so funny to me. It's just like,
dude,
he got completely naked, but was like, I got to know what time it is.
Dude, I'll fucking wear a watch when I blow a guy to be like, is this really going to keep going on? Can we fucking stop this, Jose? It's taking too long.
We should introduce our guest.
Yes.
Hey.
Perfect. All right, Zach. Now, here's the thing. First of all, Zachy, did I see you last week? I saw you last week.
Yeah.
Didn't see you the week before. I'm not going to be here next week, but last week was a fun one. You had the fucking joke of the week with the Italians. The fucking tell that.
No, but it's Chris Scopo is here, who is my muse of Italian hate.
Yes, yes. And you had a line where you go, why can't Italians commit suicide? Because they can't jump out of their mother's basement window.
Yeah, those are the jokes I was raised with, buddy.
God, I fucking love that.
When was the only time you could spit in an Italian woman's face?
When
her mustache is on fire?
Oh, man. How do you know that an Italian's standing next to his mother? They've got the same mustache. So a little backstory for the guests this week. We had one scheduled, but there was like a scheduling thing, and then they want to come on with their girlfriend to promote a show, and that'll be fucking great. And as the universe would have it, things always align. Fucking the dude of dudes, Brian Comedy Artwork, was coming to watch the show, and we said, hey, pal, hop on the mic.
Let's do it.
And he's already shining, everybody. So thank you, man, for coming on.
Yeah, of course, man.
Yeah.
What are you doing in the city, brother?
Just getting out of town. Staying here for a couple days. Mm-hmm. If you're going to come to the studio for the first time.
Yeah, you've never been here.
Nope.
And you're like a super comedy fan.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The idea was like to get like be part of you mm-hmm. guys without actually being like anything.
Well, you are, man. You yeah. do so many people's it's so artwork. Cool, yeah. It's I've gotten you. I've commissioned work from you before. Cool. So, dude, the first like real tour I went on, I had you do my poster, and you made a mm-hmm. Hunter S. Thompson, yeah. Ian.
It's on
mashup.
The screen right now. Yep.
There it is.
Nice.
Yes, that fucking rules, dude.
Yeah.
And man. You're so cool. I get kind of neurotic with notes, mm-hmm. and you're so cool with like adjusting
I
and
get
like
it. Yeah.
I'll come up with an idea, and then you just make
yeah,
it happen.
Could you make me not look like me so much?
Bro, I have the DMs of me telling him to put more hair on my head.
I have the text from our logo. Do you think I can be a little more muscular?
Yeah. Legitimate. It's fucking a problem, but whatever. And also, speaking of physical appearance, before you message and whatever, I know I look like the guy from Meatballs right now, okay? I'm aware.
Okay, fine. I know I look like an actual meatball right now.
Hell yeah. And we know Brian looks like one of those old gay dudes in Rehoboth. But we're here. We're queer. We're having fun. Yeah, man. Thank you so much, dude.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah. Is it... Now, when you, like, make art and stuff, like, do you just do shit of people you like, and then do you ask them to post, or you just say, this is a gift, do what you want with it?
No, it's like... No one, you don't wait for people to ask you to do stuff. Like mm-hmm. when I first started doing this, I was just doing it for people I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just happened organically.
Yeah. And like then you're that. So good. People were like, they turn your art into merch.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, I'll do stuff for like early on, it was like Soder and like Joe List and Norman. And then they just, you know, like right. Soder hires me for real. And I'm like,
yeah.
Got so much of his stuff over the past like 5 or 6 years that I'm like, when he's in town up in DC or Maryland or wherever, where I'm from. You know, we do the merch thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, this is fun.
Dude, I gotta be honest, man, seeing you do like, you know, Norman and Liz and fucking Soder and Shane and everything to have you do one of me like organically was like, fuck yeah, dude, this is awesome. I'm in the club.
Like, it is one of those things, artwork. Right? Like almost totally. Like seeing your picture up on the wall somewhere.
Yes, absolutely.
Like,
dude.
I was even like, did you do the 3-headed dragon for the Loud Boys?
Yeah. Yeah.
When I saw that, I was like, oh, the Loud Boy, like, they joined the club.
Yes.
I was like, happy for them.
That yeah, is... man. Truly, it is, man. Like, having you just, like, come up. Any like, artist that does work with other guys to be included in that is like, oh, fuck yeah, man. I love that. Like, this dude, Sam, I'll pop his Instagram up. But he made, like, a painting for, like, Shane.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I was like, dude,
yeah.
I fucking love this. Mm-hmm. And he's just been coming up with artwork for me. Like, taking the videos I make and then making, like, hey, go to my Instagram and look up that Chicago girl painting and then the one of the incident at Philadelphia Wawa. And, dude, he's been sending, I have them hanging in my apartment. Yeah. I commissioned
he's,
him.
He's painting for real.
Dude, yeah. I commissioned him to make a painting of me and my gal, and I'm going to give it to her for Christmas. Nice. And it's, like, so great, man. It's really cool. I love the intersection.
Unless you break up before then it is a very sad painting to
oh,
have to
God.
Get.
Yeah,
it's
going
to be
right.
like Tony Soprano with Pio Mai.
Bro, let me tell you. Yeah, there it
my
is.
Fucking shite.
Bro, let me tell you. I have locked that down. We're getting married. We're fucking so in love. It's never going to happen, but I fucking...
Clip that?
It's a good joke. Look, man, I'm Ian Vidance. My name ain't Luis Gomez, all right? Yeah, pop that back up on the screen. How cool is that?
That's really wonderful.
That's fucking so dope, man. Yeah, and his name is Sam Aman Art.
Click on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, we chat a little bit. All the kind of comedy artists guys kind of like talk to each other. Like, hey, what's going on?
I really love the intersection of community of comedians, artists, mm-hmm. photographers, musicians. Yeah. I'm like expanding my like friendships with a bunch of different musicians, and it's really fucking dope. Matter of fact, 930 Club DC, I'm fucking doing comedy on a show with Kill Link and Cat Bite and the Pie Tasters.
Nice. When's that?
December 26th.
Awesome, man.
It's going to be fucking sick. And it's funny because the poster art for it, they, the Pie Tasters, who it's their fucking gig, were like, hey, can you add Ian Fidance? Ooh. Make this little guy,
I've
him,
Steve,
do like, that, he's yeah, great, yeah, man. Yeah. He's a huge comedy fan. Uh-huh. Make this guy, Ian, we want him like more prominent on the poster. And the guy goes, I don't have enough time for that. Here's what I'm doing instead. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, I love that you guys are willing to like work with us on mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah.
It's dope.
You... In my experience, doing comedy on music shows is a nightmare.
Bro.
Is it okay? Like, do they, like... Well, you said that... I know the last time you were at a band, the singer of the band came out and introduced you, right?
Yes, dude. So I've been fortunate enough to talk to dudes that have done that. Like, Todd Barry helped me out. Shane Torres. He's opening for Jawbreaker, doing a week run with them. And they were like... You got to get the band to co-sign you before you come on stage. You can't have the God mic. You can't just show up. You got to have, like, the band on the stage, mm-hmm. introduce, they go back. Because that makes everyone know you're legitimate. You're, like, a guy. You're not just some guy that showed up that they don't know. Yeah. So I opened for the Lumineers, and Wes, the singer, is, like, a dear friend of mine. So he came out, like, had his arm around me and was like, everybody, like, this is a friend of the band. He's a great friend of mine. You guys are going to love him. And so that, like, pumped them up. But it was, like, I had to choose which fires to put out, you know? Because yeah. it's, like 3,000 people, and you got to play to just, like, the front part. Because the back is, like, this is just whatever. And so if you try to play to everyone or command everyone, like, shut up, I'm Bubba, you're going to fucking lose. So, and it's funny because the laugh in the front, like, goes to the back, and then they go, oh, what's that? And then everyone kind of hushes himself, which was, like, fucking dope. But I was fucking nervous as, dude, I sweat through my clothes, you know? It's like the stage lights. I'm fucking nervous, you know? But the ska show coming up, I talked to them, and I'm not going to do traditional stand-up. I'm basically going to be, like, a hype man, and I'm going to go out. And literally, like, first band is on at 8. I'm going to go out at, like, 7:55 and just kind of like crowd work and fucking introduce, go out in between crowd work.
So you're going to help, you're going to more be like, you're going to MC the show.
Basically, yeah. That's the way to go. I feel when there's multiple bands on yeah. the show, because coming in and coming out is a fucking nightmare. But when you're like the guy and it's just one band, you got to have them like shepherd you out.
Yeah, just because I've seen so many people go to do like these big tours and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's so fun. So like Jay... obviously tour totally. With bands mm-hmm. but then other comics have kind of done that same spot on similar tours, and but Jay's like adamant, he's like, I'm gonna do comedy,
right?
I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna do an mm-hmm. act. And these guys that are probably a little bigger than him are like, yeah, same, I'm gonna do my act. And then within like a week or two into the tour, they're out on stage like, all right, who wants a Jägermeister t-shirt?
Hilarious.
Like, they just abandon the idea yeah. of doing comedy.
Well, that's what made Jay so good. That's what made Jay so good, is because he just sat in it and crowd worked and told stories. Like, he opened for Korn, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That fucking rules, dude.
Dude, that sounds like I've had such bad. Like, I've only done one show. Scene. I've only done one where I played with bands, and I don't think I'll ever do it again.
Really?
It was. I was very early into comedy. Probably.
Of course.
I was working at CB, so I'm less than 3 years in.
Right.
And I got booked, and it was like a weird goth night, but it was like this subsect of goth that I'm not familiar with, mm-hmm. where we would refer to them as ghetto bats.
What?
Think like if Blade was a subculture, basically. The movie Blade.
Oh, dude, you showed me that black goth kid making videos that was like autistic.
That's
right?
A different guy.
Oh.
But no, he's like a metalhead. But yes, that's that guy's great.
Yeah. So it's like Kitty. The band Kitty.
It's a very like odd, like, think, you know, like the mall t-shirts that are like a bunch of green neon skulls.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was a group of people.
Oh God.
And I got asked to do the show, and I think I was supposed to be on at 10, and I went on at 2.
Mm.
And it's the worst introduction in the history of comedy.
What was the show in the Bronx?
the lady that ran the show comes to get me after I've been there for hours, and she's like, "Hey, we're gonna put you on now." I went, "Okay." So she brings me to the front of the stage. She goes, "I'm gonna introduce you in a minute." And she gets on stage, and she goes, "And there's a band right after you, so you're going to use their microphone." She goes on stage. She goes, all right, guys, we got a few more acts coming to the stage. But before that, all the birthday girls, if it's your birthday this month, come on stage.
No.
And they proceed to have a spanking competition where each girl gets spanked for the number of years old they were. And let's just say there were way more spanks than I wanted.
Oh, no.
And then she goes, as God is my fucking witness, all right, guys, do you want to see more spanking or a comedian?
Shut the fuck up.
And everyone goes, spanking. And she goes, ladies and gentlemen, Zach Amico.
Yes.
So I walk on stage to just booze.
Yes.
The band going after me, they did not tell me, had brought their own microphone that was already plugged in. And it was one of those like LL Cool J, Mama Said Knock You Out.
Oh, God. The 50s crooner mics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I have that. So, but it's my whole head.
Oh, my God.
So I'm talking to, so they just see a fat face.
Oh, my God.
But they
God.
See none of my face. So they just see the fat and my hair.
Like a, like an eclipse sun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to do bits and they're booing, throwing things at me. I told some girl to drink and drive and die in a car accident.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm, this is like 2 minutes in.
Oh, my God.
And I'm dying a thousand deaths.
I love it.
And finally, I get mad and I was like, listen, I have the microphone. I have 10 minutes. You're going to listen to what I have to fucking say, whether or
yes.
not I'm not stopping.
Yes.
And then the sound guy turned my microphone off.
You were about to have your Bill Burr moment, yeah. And then they were like,
they turned my mic off, and everybody started screaming and laughing at me, and I fucking threw the guy's microphone. I jumped off the stage, and they chased me out of the venue onto the subway.
Holy fuck.
And then I sat on the subway shaking.
Oh, God. Dude.
That but I did get a hand job from a girl that was there. Because really? She said that it was the worst show she had ever been to.
And she gave you a conciliatory
hand
job? And
a girl gave me a sorry that happened to you hand job.
What, on the subway?
No, a week later.
Wow. Holy shit. It was
She recognized me at another thing and said, you were the comedian from that show.
And it was so bad that a week later she
a
still
girl jerked me off.
A girl jerked you off.
So a win awesome. In my book.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. And you got a killer story out of it. But at the time, that must have been the most painful thing you've ever gone through.
Was it was a rape shower situation. It was a holding the knees sobbing shower.
Oh, God. That fucking rules, dude. That's dude, at the Laugh House in Philly, they used to have blowjob shots for the Bachelorette before you bring up the headliner. So you're supposed to, like, you know, juice them up for the headliner. And I don't have the wherewithal or the fucking chops yet to fucking make this work. And it was just, I mean, Tommy Too Smooth, I opened his fucking special taping and there was a blowjob shot. And they were like, white boy, you ever got a blowjob before? And everyone's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like,
and you're like, no, but I've given them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they hate me even more because a lot of them are Jamaican. So they fucking, like, dude, it was just a nightmare. I mean, like, nothing could top your story. That was fucking insane.
That was the worst. And then my second, do you remember my buddy Josh, who used to do comedy with me? Josh Potter, who ran the show at
yes!
Bar 9.
He gave me a ride home one night.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He went out of his way to give me a ride home, and that was, like, so fucking nice, man.
And Josh is really cool, and we were starting out together, and I went to high school with his wife. And we were literally, like, our first few open mics. And we started to do okay, and we started to book shows together. And we did a open mic at the Knitting Factory. No, not the Knitting Factory. What's the place? Where did Jay do his special? Hold on. It's in the Village right by Halloween Adventure. Ian, you know what I'm talking about? Fucking, it's a big theater.
Webster Hall.
Thank you.
Yep.
It was an open mic in one of the rooms at Webster Hall.
Jesus.
And it was, I think, $100 prize, and that's why we went. We're like, we're going to go fucking win this money. And it was maybe a third comics. And we didn't know 2/3 bands. And everybody got 5 minutes, but bands got 2 songs. And the bands had a setup and breakdown. I got number 41. We were there from 6 till like 3 in the morning.
Dude, I don't know if I can hear the rest of this.
And it's one of those things where you're like, and it was, the stage was the same level as the ground. So to get past the stage, you just walked in front of the act. So, you know, we wait. I'm there for hours waiting to get up. And I'm like, I'm going to win this fucking money.
$100
I'm going to win this. And I needed that $100.
$100
I wanted that $100 so bad.
$100.
And as I go up to the stage, like, all right, we have another comic coming up to the stage.
Oh, no.
By the way, the people that won, I wound up seeing years later, they were a band of 12-year-old girls.
What?
Called Super Cute.
Wait.
And they did Gary Glitter covers.
Wait, what do you mean? You saw them years later?
I saw
and
them
they
years
were 12?
Later. No, I saw them when they were older play a real show. But I saw when I saw them, they were all like 12, and they were little girls doing Gary Glitter covers. Wrap your mind around that.
I don't want to.
So,
dude, I have a tear coming out of my eye.
Yeah.
Like a Native American watching someone throw vegetables in front of them.
So I go to go. They go, all right, another comedian come up. Before he starts his act, ladies and gentlemen, next 30 people to the bar.
Oh, Zach, no.
Dollar shots. As I'm taking the microphone out of the stand, every single person in the room gets up and forms a line in front of me.
Oh.
To go to the bar.
And it was another old-timey microphone.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now I'm playing to a line of people not looking at me, facing behind me. I bomb, of course, I have to eat my dick. I wait another 2 hours for Josh to go up, because I'm a good friend.
That's
now
a
it's,
good
Now it's
friend.
2:30-ish, 3 in the morning. Josh about to go up. I go, hey, man, you got to win this fucking $100. We've been here all night. He goes to take the microphone out of the stand. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we actually had a catered party downstairs last night, and they just donated a 6-foot sub. So, hey, if anybody wants to come up in the next 5 minutes, free sandwiches. And as he takes the mic out of the stand, the exact same, the entire crowd got up and formed a line blocking him. And he had to perform to people with their back to him eating a sandwich. Hey there, Bye Guys fans. If you're an auto mechanic, a dude who works on a car, or an idiot like me, I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. Listen, if I walked into a garage, I would have no idea what anything costs. These guys could bilk me out of my life savings for a part that costs nothing. But if I go to rockauto.com, I can easily find everything I need at the best possible prices, so I'm not going to get ripped off. So whether you work on cars or you just need to know how much something costs, go to rockauto.com, check out all the parts available, and there's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that good. But if you do order anything, make sure you tell them you heard about them on Bye Guys. They're going to love that. RockAuto.com. Now let's get back into the show.
Bro, that $100.
I wanted that $100 so bad.
$100. Okay, hold on. How long were you there?
I think sign up was at 6 and we got out at like 3 in the morning.
Okay, so how many hours is that?
9.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait.
Somewhere around 8 hours. 9 hours, something
100
like that.
100 divided by 9.
Yeah, I could have just worked a job, yes. I could have made minimum wage.
If you won that, you would have gotten $11 an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That rules. And you didn't get it?
Nope.
Who got it?
The band, Super Cute.
Ah. God damn. That's so fucking brutal. I was cringing so much during that story. I had a tear in my eye. That I can't. What were you doing with that time of just
watching,
sitting there for hours?
Watching the other acts.
Ugh, you're a good man.
Not only that, Josh's fucking wife sat with us that whole time. She got him out of comedy.
Oh, my God. That's fucking love.
His wife sat there the whole time with us.
Dude, do you remember open mics of, like, seeing guys go up? Did you do shit at the Creek, like open mics and stuff?
Very few.
I like... The Creek was fucking awesome, man. I was there like all the time for a while. That place helped me out so much. But I was like Creek Mike every day at like, I don't know, like 4 or 6 or whatever. And then you'd come back to the 11. The midday Sunday and Saturday was like whatever. But there were so many fucking open mic losers that were married. And they barely are having a job, and their wife is supporting them. Their wife is at the open mic with them, and their jokes are about how, like, cunty their wives are.
Oh, dude, like, every time.
Like, every fucking, they have the most supportive, and they are the most grotesque-looking fucking losers. And they're like, my wife's a bitch, blah, blah. And this is a shout-out to that fucking loser. Anyway, whatever. Fuck him. I got a fucking story about him. Anyway, but this fucking fag would fucking, like, straight up just, like, shit on his wife. Meanwhile, he's barely selling weed to, like, survive. And his wife is, like, taking care of him. And he has a fucking audacity to besmirch the woman that's keeping him alive.
Dude, I didn't
that
let my
fucking pussy.
I was into, like, I was doing comedy by the time I got with my wife.
I gripped him up at the creek one time. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Sorry.
Good. Good.
I love how Harrington is in the back loving this. Harrington, get on the mic real quick. Why do you hate this kid?
I have really no beef with him, honestly. I just love people clowning on him. And I'm also glad his wife left him.
She left him?
Yeah.
Wow.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah, you get what you fuck around, you find out. But isn't that amazing?
A sad thing happened to a man I don't know.
Isn't that amazing, the detachment from reality these guys have?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, what?
Dude, I didn't let my chick see me on stage until we were together for like a year and a half. Ooh. And that was after her, like, really making a big deal of it, like,
right,
I need to see what your act is.
Right. Oh, you didn't tell her what it was?
No, I told her what it was. Like, right. But she just never seen me, and I was just like, I'm not comfortable.
Right, of course. Of course.
With you seeing me. And because I was like, it's just not what I wanted. I wasn't where I wanted to be.
Right, yeah, totally.
Like, I didn't want her to see me, like, at Bar None.
Oh,
for
I remember
people.
That show with Chris and
Josh,
fucking Sam.
Chris, Josh, and Sam produced it.
Yes!
And I used to host.
Yes, I remember that. Holy fuck, dude. I think the first time I did that, you wore like a Misfit shirt. I was like, cool shirt, man. Dude, I gotta tell you, my fucking chick, I met her because she was at the Stand. First of all, she was sitting and I saw her. I was like, she is the most fucking beautiful creature I've ever seen. And Harari
commissioned a painting of
her. yeah. Harari fucking got made her and her friends get up and move to a table. I go, Joe, these girls are gorgeous. They can do whatever they want. Sit wherever you want, you know. And then they like go and they're kind of sitting in the front and I'm on stage and I like hit on her and I was like, you were beautiful. I was like, I'm gonna eat your ass and marry you. And she like was like, okay, like kidding, you know. So then before I had to run to another spot and I wrote my Instagram on a piece of paper, I go, Harari, give this to that girl. Tell her to follow me. And he goes, okay. So he did. She did. She DM'd me that night and fucking, you know, we're in love now and it's amazing. But because she had already seen me, I felt more comfortable with her, like, you know, seeing me.
Yeah,
perform.
You can just bring her out.
Totally. And I bring her out. And the first time we hung out, and I never do this, at any time, like, a chick likes me, or like even like girls I dated in the past, I did not let them see me. I did not want them to see me. And she's cool too. She's like, I'm not going to listen to you on podcasts. I feel like that's a violation of your boundaries, like whatever. And I was like, look, I got spots tonight. You want to run around with me? And she's like, yeah. And so that was like a swing dick move of like, you know, mm-hmm. running around and then like crushing and everything. And I was just like every spot was better than the last. I was like, thank you, comedy gods. You know, could you imagine like, hey, what is it? It's like an open mic or whatever. Yeah. Oh, God.
You have the dudes that bring the chick to the open
Insane.
Mic.
Insane. Like, pussy dryingly bad. Like, what are you thinking, you know?
It's like having the idea that you're going to get in shape and making a chick watch you walk on the treadmill.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That fucking rules. But, dude, yeah. And actually, like, because our comedy is very not for everyone, and it can very much turn, all our lifestyles are not for everyone. It can very much turn someone off from like being into you. So I very much get that whole like guarded, shielded, do not, my work is my work, whatever. And it was like so beautiful the other day, man. She was like, I love you for who you are, not who you were. Your past is your past. I will never judge you for anything. I know your job is to be ridiculous. I will never censor you. Say whatever you want, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that was like great because I've dated chicks in the past who have been like, you know, you can't say this. Don't talk about this. I can't believe you did that, blah, blah. And like dudes I've hooked up with, it's so funny. They'll... Because I always go for, like, you know, like, femme, like, catty, whatever. And they're like, you better talk about me in your act. I'm going to come watch you, Mr. Comedian. And I'm like, oh, God, stop it, Devron. And so that
it's
was...
Devron.
Oh, my God. That was so, yeah, getting fucked in the ass by a guy and saying his name multiple different ways. Oh, Devron. Devron? Devron.
How long have you guys been together?
Man, I'll be honest, man, not that long.
Because I'm just like, trying to figure out when it goes.
2 months. When it goes
oh,
where?
2 months. Wow, okay.
When it goes
it's
where?
It's still the early. It's honeymoon phase right now.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. But it's
everything's
like...
Everything's great right now, yeah.
It'll always be great.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to let anything get in the way of it not being great.
It's I don't mean to sound judgmental or anything. It's just that like I'm in the point in my relationship where like if I call my wife... It's she picks up and goes, what?
Hilarious. Hilarious. Well, we'd been talking since April.
Okay.
Like texting, okay. DM, like getting to know each other and everything. So like the first time we like it was already like we had this history of like knowing each other and all that stuff, which is really nice. And you know me. I stopped all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like dating and everything. So
yeah, you were out of the game.
I was out of the game for a while, and I'm so glad I did that to get my shit straight so that I can handle something great. You know?
Now, honest question.
Yes.
And you, Brian, please weigh in as well. Dick pic before the first date, yay or nay, if it comes up.
With her?
I'm saying in general.
Oh, first of all, with her, there was none of that. Our first time we hung out was just as like friends, and then that night it turned into whatever. But I don't think so.
I agree.
I don't think so.
I think we're too willy-nilly with our dick pics.
Yes.
I've never done one. I can't do it.
Really?
You just draw one?
Yeah.
You just...
That's the move.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the move.
Here's a sketch of my penis.
Here's my penis with Dan Soder's face as the head.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. The loud boys are the balls.
I was doing a thing for Soder when I did the alien head one for him. Mm-hmm. And so his idea, it's, you know, is what he called when he was a kid, when you know people were teasing him. So I had the extra alien head coming out of his mouth, and I had his head on it as well. Yeah. And he was like, yeah, I just don't like it. It's like too much like a cock coming out of your mouth. I go, but the whole H.R. Geiger alien is one big penis anyway. But anyway, we're able to get through it. But I it's funny, you had the issue with the one little extra head coming out. So I just made it the regular little.
Yeah, it looks less.
That's
I mean,
so funny because you did.
So before there was a version where his head was coming out of his mouth as well. Yeah, yeah.
That's so funny because you did one for me where I'm surfing a wave, riding my bicycle, and you made the wave like boobs or something. And I was like, no, make it a dick.
No, it was supposed to be an ass, I think.
Yes.
And I was drawing it and drawing it. I was like, it's not really working, but it looked just like the two ass cheeks kind of looked like the head of the dick.
Yeah.
So I was like, I made a you know a little detour here. And I showed you both options. Like, yeah, the dick.
Yeah,
the dick wins.
Totally.
It's more of a wave shape.
Dick
anyway.
Wins. Totally. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
A little happy accident.
Uh-huh.
Because I was a dick pic guy.
Were you?
Never, like, unsolicited.
Of course.
But I would.
I can't do it.
I would hint towards it. And then, yeah, I with my chick now, never. Not until the first night we were together did she see that.
Yeah.
And well, especially because, like... I mean, that was, like, my in for so long was that I had my dick pierced.
Right.
And I would meet kooky fucking broads with piercings.
Oh, and you
mentioned. And it would be a little fucking trade for trade.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But with her, I was like, let me wait on this.
That's nice.
And to talk, I mean, I was talking to her for 2 months and never mentioned that I had my dick pierced.
Right.
And then when she saw it, I was like, I'm reeling this in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. With me and my chick, it wasn't sexual. I mean, like... The very first time we DM'd, it was, like, very flirty, whatever. I was like, ooh. And then it just became, like, oh, you're cool. Let's fuck it. Oh, you like this band. You know, what other bands? Like, that was, like, really nice. And I'm so glad I took that break from, like, being a pusshound to, like, just, you know. Because I feel like so many of my other relationships were like, we have sex, and I'm like, now let me get to know you as a person, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, and now the not fun part.
Yes, yes, yes.
So what are you like, I guess?
Yeah, 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 yeah. And then finding out you're not a match at all, and you're like, well, I always will keep this rolling.
And you're just trying to find things to watch to to fill the silence.
Dude.
And you watch all three seasons of Chappelle's Show with somebody in 2 days. Because you're like, oh, wow.
And they're not laughing once.
Yeah, we have nothing to talk about, so here's a thing to put on the TV.
I love that. That's awesome. Now, when you were in, how long did it take for you to, like, flatulate? Fart.
Oh. I've been pretty free with farts in my life.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. Yeah. I was trying to be good with her. Because, I don't know, I was trying to do things different with her.
Yes.
So, what I started doing.
That's so nice.
When she started sleeping over, originally, I don't know if you do this. And guy and friends in the booth, you can tell me if you've ever done this. Like, if we were sleeping together and I wasn't sure if she was asleep yet or not and I had a fart, I'll pull one cheek real hard open so that it just goes.
Oh, my God.
And I'll fart, but I'll separate the cheek.
Right, right,
because that's the sound.
Yeah.
So I'll knock out the sound and I'll be like, hope she doesn't smell this.
Right. You got to pull the covers tight around the waist so it doesn't pop out. Yeah.
I don't know, but then you have the chance of her opening the covers up, and then it's like,
right.
I usually let it go out.
Ah, like a little hole at the bottom of the covers.
That's all.
That's smart.
You kick it open. Yeah.
That's smart. Well, I have no choice but to, like.
I feel like the Dutch oven risk is higher.
Well, I wound up farting in front of her. She was with me the week my cat died.
Aww.
And that's like why we wound up being together for that's what made us serious. Was she like got me through that.
Aww.
And when he was dying, I had not farted in front of her, and I had nervous farts about taking him to the vet to get him put down, so I just had these awful farts, and I was like, hey, I'm so sorry, but if you're going to be with me during this, like, I'm going to have to rip a few.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh my God, that's horrible, and I was like, I'm in mourning! And then ever since that, it's been non.
I love that.
The other day, she had... She was watching a video and couldn't hear me. Uh-huh. And she was like, watch something that was really loud. And I can't remember what she was watching, but I try to film myself farting at her.
Uh-huh.
And I just ripped one and I went to say something, but she was responding to the video. Uh-huh. So I farted and I have this video that she won't let me post of me farting and then her going, smells good.
I love that.
Nice. She's like, people are going to think that's our fetish.
I love that. That's great, man.
Have you farted in front of yours yet?
Walking and she laughed and was like, this stuff used to gross me out, but I feel like it's like manly with you, but don't do it too much.
Keep it capping it.
I have stomach problems, so I think I've found my way into IBS. I don't know. So I like, you know.
You have Pete Davidson, Tommy?
What's that?
Crohn's?
I don't know. But I shit a lot. Diarrhea a lot. I think I found out. I think I realized because when I'm with her, I don't do like sugar at night. Usually like my little indulgence is I like eat candy at night. And the next day, my stomach is obliterated. And we were together for the past week, never indulging in that, whatever. I had solid BMs the whole week. I was regular. And then last night was the first night we hadn't been together. And I sugared it up, dude. I ate a bunch of saltwater taffy, fudge. And this morning, I was late because I kept, you know, having the whoopsie poopsies. And I think that's what it is. But I have no choice but to do that. And so, like, one time I went to the bathroom and I took a little while and I came out and I was like, I'm sorry. And she goes, I don't care. And I go, I wasn't pooping. I was writing a book. So now I always go, I have to go work on my novel. And that's fun.
You just have to make your pisses extra long, too.
Yes, yes. Drinking a lot of water. And also, I just want to say thank you to all the fans and everything for being so like, dude, I'm doing shows now and people are yelling out, bye guys, they love it. Ooh. But also, I'm getting so many messages and comments of people being like, it's cool to see you happy, I'm happy you're in love. It's like so nice, you know,
yes,
to have that like love back from the fans and everything. And it's really cool, you
know. Before we go into plug, I just want to say one more thing about pooping. The first day of the end of a relationship, is when you take a shit while she's in the shower.
Oh,
and the
no.
last day of your relationship
never.
Is when she takes a shit while you're in the shower.
Never. Never, ever, ever will that happen. Never.
I was married for 20 years.
Were you?
And I only did accidental farts.
Really?
Yeah. Really? That must have been so uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's got to be I'm living a double life.
I think yeah. I'm just naturally not that gross.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't have anything to hide too much. So I had, you know, a few accidental at night, of course.
How old are you?
45.
No way. Wait. You look great.
I just turned 46.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow. So when? How old were you when you got married?
22.
Whoa. And then you're divorced now?
Yeah, practically. It's been almost 2 years.
Gotcha.
So this whole dick pic thing,
yeah.
it's like,
yeah, it's brand
I'm
new
to the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, oh, I got yeah. I was out of dating before Tinder, so yeah. like all that
right,
shit
right.
confuses me.
Well, so, congrats on the divorce, man, because yeah. that's to get out of something is very difficult.
I mean, it's whatever. It's been kind of fun to date.
Yeah.
And I kind of went crazy for about 6 months.
You got
and,
to.
But then I got with someone, and that was a 10-month relationship that I just ended.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, I just can't, like, jump into something else again.
Yeah, yeah. Good for you for knowing that.
I mean,
now,
I don't know.
In that 10-month relationship, were you farting?
No, we did get to the where I'd had a shit at her house, and it's like a little, you know, a little thing. You can hear everything. So we got to that part, and that was like 8 months in. But before that, I was like making sure I was good before I got to her place.
Right. Yes. I'm fortunate. I have two bathrooms in my place, so I
that's
fucking,
incredible.
I got a shit room for myself in the basement, which is so amazing. It's awesome,
dude. Yeah. There's no hide, dude.
Do you have an exhaust fan?
No.
Oh, bro. Terrible.
I took a shit yesterday in my bathroom, which is in the opposite side of the apartment.
Uh-huh.
And my wife yelled.
You have to walk a shame back.
And she was like, just so you know, it's in here now.
Oh, God. You know what you got to do? And I do this every single time after I shit. I light a piece of toilet paper on fire so that it masks the smell.
So then it just smells like burning. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's
that's better, way better than poop.
Way better, yeah.
Yeah,
or I strike a match, but I don't always have matchbooks, so I just do that.
Hey there, Bye Guys fans over the age of 21. If you live in a state where Delta 8 is legal and you want to get high, like really high, well, then it's time you go to YoDelta.com where you can stock up on high-quality, lab-tested Delta 8. Listen, they sent us some vapes. They sent us some gummies. I love you guys, so I did the field research, and guess what? It works. What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp, it can be legally shipped to various states, and it works. YoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. I love it, people at the office love it, you're going to love it. Just make sure you use it responsibly. So once more, guys, that's YoDelta.com. So once more, guys, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use our promo code GAS, you're going to get 25% off. One more time, guys, for 25% off, use the promo code GAS at YoDelta.com, the home of Delta 8 that'll get you super high. Sorry, Ian. Let's get back into the show. I shit my pants on the couch a few weeks ago.
Shut up.
And I literally just, like leaped up and was like, I'm going to the bathroom real quick!
Was it a shart or was it a full fucking
It was a shart.
Ah, it's not that bad.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
And I left, and I came back, and then, like, literally a day later, I was like, I gotta let it out of the bag. And I was like, hey, yesterday when I, remember when I, like, leaped up, went to the bathroom? She's like, yeah, you really had to go. I was like,
I went.
I shit my pants. And she goes, is that why you came back wearing different pajamas?
Oh, my God. That's awesome. I love that. You guys just celebrated an anniversary.
Yes, it was our anniversary Tuesday.
Yeah. Congrats,
it was very
man.
Nice.
That's awesome.
It was very good.
Yeah?
I like it. Yeah, man. It was fucking fun. I like it.
Nice.
It's we got a hotel room this weekend. Going to go to a steakhouse.
No way! That
got,
rules.
Got my Blue Chew in the mail promo code, guys.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. That's right.
Word to the fans. If you're going to use our promo code, guys, Blue Chew has a new feature that I did not know about.
What is it?
So let me tell you about it.
Uh-huh.
So you fill out your questionnaire, you do your thing. Now, it used to be just checking boxes. Now, they connect you to a person.
Whoa.
And you talk to a physician.
Is this better?
It is if you know about it. But if you're me, who was sitting on the couch in their underpants ordering Blue Chew for your anniversary.
In front of your wife.
In front of my wife, who did not know what I was ordering. And then all of a sudden, I'm FaceTiming with a very nice woman who has medical questions about me. And my wife just sees me going this, and I go, huh? Hello? And then a woman just on the phone goes, hello, Zachary? I was like, yes.
Oh, God.
And just starts asking questions about, like, my lifestyle and stuff. So I'm trying to keep the phone high. And blood pressure? Fine. Why? And so then she's like, all right, well, you're approved. Thank you very much. I go, great. And my wife goes, oh, my God. Did you make an appointment for a physical like I asked? I went, kinda.
Oh,
and she's like,
wow.
Are you going to the doctor? I was like, I ordered dick pills.
That's great. Blue Chew's fucking getting better.
So, Blue, if you do order Blue Chew, put a shirt on.
Yes.
Because you're going to have to talk to a nice person.
Put your dick away.
You're going to have to talk to a nice person.
Yeah. That's better. That's
Yeah, it was quick. It was super, like, you went right through it. But just word to the wise, ordering Blue Chew on your phone, you're going to have to talk to somebody.
Wow.
But and, the promo code works.
And did the Blue Chew work?
Oh, Blue Chew rules. And there's two different kinds of Blue Chew. There's one that you can take, like, daily for your if your daily boner, or there's one that's like the, I'm going to need this for the next few hours.
Mm.
That's the one I ordered. And it's a different kind of boner.
How so?
It feels like more from the base.
Whoa.
You feel harder from the base.
Huh.
Than, like,
does it make it harder to come?
No.
Yeah.
No, but it does make it difficult to fall asleep when you have sex with your wife with your Blue Chew boner, and then she falls asleep after the first time, and you had,
you're still hard.
And you had already plugged in disco lights all over the room, turned
Shut
the lights
up.
Out, had drinks ready, and had an album on, and then she falls asleep, and you're just jerking off like a monkey for 2 hours.
Shut
to
up.
To the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
To a snoring woman next to you.
Jesus Christ. Happy anniversary to me.
When you have to jerk off two more times so you can fall asleep.
Jesus. And you came every time.
Yeah.
Oh, what a nightmare. Oh, God. Wow. That is fucking... God bless Blue Chew. Good for you. Now, if you didn't take the Blue Chew, would you have been able to... wee-woop?
Yeah, but not... I wouldn't have come three times in a night.
Right.
I'm an older gentleman of significant carriage.
True. Very true. Very true. But that was just such a nice ad for Blue Chew. You're welcome, fellas.
Absolutely. Here, let's get plugs out of the way.
Let's
do
it.
Doing it. Brian, you can plug your social media. Anything else you possibly want people to get eyes on, please?
At Comedy Artwork, I have a Patreon, believe it or not, where you get crap from me every month.
Cool.
I got a store with, you know, Soder stuff and Shane Gillis stuff, Matt and Shane stuff, and, you know, some Luis J. Gomez stuff that I bootlegged.
No, we don't like that.
Yeah,
get that out of here.
But hey, so.
Please
yeah.
make sure you follow at Comedy Artwork and support him. He's been really good to us.
Yes.
And please pay it forward to him. Ian, what do you want
Fuck
people to
yeah.
check out?
Hi, everybody. iAnimal69, Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch. Sam Morrell just came out with a documentary on New York City comedy, called Full Capacity. Mm-hmm. I actually named it.
Nice. I was working on something. I don't know if they used it, but.
Oh, okay.
Right before I left, I was working on something with him and Salacuse.
Oh, dope.
But I don't know if they used it.
Salacuse the God.
Yeah.
He's the fucking best, dude. I'm in the doc a bunch, man. It's really
nice.
Cool to be in there with like a bunch of fucking killers and everything. So check that out. I'm going to be at Moon Tower Comedy Festival September 23rd to 25th, Austin, Texas. Fuck yeah. And I got a bunch of dates with Attell coming up, Appleton, Wisconsin, Columbus, Ohio, Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle. I'm doing Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie, Saratoga Comedy Works, a bunch of stuff. I got to update my website. But, yeah, check all that out, man. I'm really excited. And, I think... Oh, and Skankfest. Of course. We're going to be fucking killing it at Skankfest. It's going to be awesome. Zach, what do you got?
Instagram. Zach is not funny. I have a new secret Twitter since I'm banned from Twitter. So,
No way.
If you find me, it's at ZA Spook Show. I'm not announcing on everything, but you guys are cool.
Mm-hmm.
As far as dates, if you're listening live, Catalyst Wrestling tomorrow night in Jersey City on Erie Street. It's in a church. Should be really fun. Check social media for details. And then I will be at the Creek in the Cave in Austin the end of the month. I think it's like September 30th, October 1st and 2nd, live real ass podcast with Tony Hinchcliffe, and then 2 days of stand-up with Lewis.
Yeah!
And then Skankfest coming up, as well as people in Toronto. I'll be at the Dark Comedy Festival the end of the year. Lewis, Rob Mayhew, a bunch of great funny people. I think I'm doing a live spook show. As well as I think we're going to be in Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie as well. Actually, we are there for Thanksgiving weekend. So come hang out. Should be a lot of fun.
Fuck yeah. That Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie. That was the last gig we did before COVID.
And now they moved to where Bananas used to be.
Really?
Yeah, they took over the hotel Bananas used to be at. It's not at Mahoney's anymore.
How's the venue?
I haven't been there yet, but that Bananas was really good.
Oh, fuck yeah. That's awesome.
And those guys rule.
Yeah, dude. They're great, man. They're so supportive of comedy. That's awesome. Yeah, also Columbus, Ohio is October 1st and 2nd. Appleton, Wisconsin is October 15th and 16th. And Comedy Works, Denver, October 21st to the 24th, I believe. So, yeah, fuck yeah. I don't know. It's almost time to wrap up, and I think we should talk about it. I don't know if it's on a down note, but, you know, the fucking king, the god of gods, Norm MacDonald.
I mean, what an old school dude to not tell anyone he had cancer for 9 years. What a man's man.
Incredible. The last to go,
no, I don't want, because he would probably in his mind, he's like, everybody's going to want to talk about it.
Yep.
Every interview I'm going to do is going to be about it. If I'm losing to it, it's sad. If I beat it, I'm some type of hero, and that's not funny.
Yes.
So dude, he just went out on the sword, man.
I found out walking out of a Circle K in Wilmington, Delaware. I started crying. We got in the car, put on his album, and the first track is I'm Glad to Be Not Dead. Or no, I'm Happy to Be Alive. And the second one is Courageous Battle. Yeah. Talking about a courageous battle with cancer. And it's like, it was eerie to listen to. It was eerie to hear that. And that is, you're so right. That is the most Norm MacDonald way to go out.
Yeah, just an old school dude.
Yep. And I love, dude, him, Attell, Gilbert Godfrey, and I think that may be it, are the last of the true joke, no personal autobiographical.
Yeah, you wouldn't know Norm had a kid from his act.
Yes, yes. Like the last true joke guys.
Yeah.
Of like, you will know nothing about me. And I admire that so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Norman's kind of got that, but he's a little
personal. I was thinking about that, but he's getting more personal, or he'll be like, I feel this way, or like you get a sense of his opinions. Yeah. Yes, and his point of view from it. But these guys, they're so fucking... Andy Kindler had a great line about Dane Cook where he goes, you know, Dane Cook's... Oh, fuck. He goes, Dane Cook is like Hitler, but at least Hitler had a point. and it's like, you know... These guys, they were so good that you didn't need their point of view. Their point of view was funny.
Yeah.
Their point of view is joke. Their point of view is humor at the top of the fucking list. And that's just so admirable and wonderful. And Norm, even on podcasts, dude, that clip of him on Larry King when he goes, I'm a deeply closeted man. And Larry King is like, so you're gay. And he goes, why would you? I wouldn't say that.
It's never the joke. It's the second thing after the joke.
Yeah.
To me, it was like the clip I posted was he was on his live show and he was doing jokes, and one was the airline of the year award according to passengers is American Airlines, and once again last place 9/11 Airlines. And he goes, what a horrible name for an airline. Must remind people of that tragedy.
Yes.
And that's so fucking funny.
Yes. Yes. Dude, can you pop that clip up? And Nick Swartz is on it.
Yeah, Nick Swartz loses it.
Blood and bone.
Yeah. Because I walked through Manhattan through blood and bones looking for my brother. He was in Canada.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah, let's watch that. And then let's play what's in your fanny.
Oh, I was going to say, we just end on a Norm clip.
Yeah, do you want to do that?
I don't know. I think that's a way to go out.
You know what? I like that. Out of respect, I want to thank our guest.
Yes.
Brian, Comedy Artwork. Well, do you guys have that clip loaded? Norm MacDonald, 9/11?
Just a minute. We're looking for it.
Okay.
All right.
While you guys are getting ready, I want to thank the fans. Thank you guys so much. Please make sure you subscribe to the show on YouTube, on Stitcher, on iTunes, wherever you consume podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review if you can. Leave a comment. That helps us out tremendously. Yes. And if you want to support the show, go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code GUYS and get yourself a 7-day free trial to this show, all the other great shows on the network. Don't forget, we have new merch.
Podcastmerch.com.
Podcastmerch.com. We have Buy Guys t-shirts, hoodies, snapbacks, and dad
hats. Are the
hats.
Hoodies still available?
Yeah, the hoodies are up. We have new hoodies that are up now.
No. Oh, cool. What about the hoodies with the artwork?
Yeah, those are still available as well.
Oh,
so we have a ton of stuff that's up. You guys can, it's a great way to support the show.
Yes.
Really appreciate the merch department for coming through on that. We do have another shirt coming out soon that our buddy Ben Falbo put together that's really cool. Ian, you haven't seen it yet. You're going to love it.
I can't wait. Show me after the show.
Yeah, I'll show you after. Right. And do you guys have the clip?
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. So then for my bestie in the world, Ian Finance, for Brian Comedy Org, this is Zach Amico saying, bye, guys.
Consecutive year, Nick. JetBlue Airlines ranked first for satisfaction among all North American airlines. But you know what ranked least in satisfaction? 9/11 Airlines. What a terrible name for an airline. It reminds me of that tragedy. Oh, 9/11. You know, I don't laugh at 9/11. What? Again. I try to tell him not to laugh. Adam. I know. I walked through blood and bones in the streets of Manhattan trying to find my brother.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was in northern Canada.
God bless.
It's the fucking greatest. Have a good night, guys.
I like...